From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Wednesday, January 25th. Berry Creek residents living in the burn scar of the 2020 North Complex, or Bear Fire, are repairing damages from the recent winter storms. The nonprofit Northern Valley Catholic Social Service is helping those in the area recover. NSPR's Jamie Jiang has more.
The nonprofit identified 123 people in need of help, over 70 of whom currently live in RVs. That meant some of the biggest safety concerns around the storm were RV-specific. Norma Lacey is the program manager for the Bear Fire disaster at Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, or NVCSS. Mold, Lacey says, is one of those concerns, as well as high-speed winds toppling trees burned over by the fire.
Because of the strong winds and the heavy rain, some of those trees, you know, just came down, and some of them came down on a couple of RVs that we have identified and then barricaded some of the properties.
That's not all. Lacey says case managers at NVCSS managed to help shelter a displaced family of five who had been living in a car. Case manager Eddie Deonda says the storms might have been even more dire a year ago when many of the nonprofit's clients were still living in tents.
We got a lot of people out of tents, and so that's always been our big goal, is to get people out of tents. And at least in an RV, or getting their, you know, their home project building, you know, started.
Deonda and other case managers have been working with Berry Creek residents who lost homes and livelihoods in the Bear Fire of 2020. Many needs remain in the fire survivor community. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
Staying on local news, applications for 18 scholarships through the North Valley Community Foundation are now open for students in Butte, Glenn, Tehama, and Colusa counties. The scholarships are primarily for graduating seniors planning on attending college in the fall, but there are some available to current college students. Most applications are due April 21st. Last year, the North Valley Community Foundation says it granted 38 scholarships totaling more than $66,000. The list of current scholarships and information on how to apply can be found at nvcf.org/scholarships. That's nvcf.org/scholarships. And a transparency note to our listeners, North Valley Community Foundation is a supporter of NSPR journalism. Moving to state news, we're learning more about some of the people killed in the Monterey Park shooting. KPCC's Josie Huang reports on 65-year-old Mei Nan.
Aunt Mei Mei, as her nieces and nephews called her, was everybody's favorite aunt. They remember her as kind to strangers. When sanitation workers came to collect the trash, she would run out to give them bottles of water. Nan was of Chinese descent and grew up in Vietnam. She came to the U.S. in 1985 and developed a love of ballroom dance. She became a regular at both the Lai Lai Studio in Alhambra and Star Dance Studio in Monterey Park. She had just finished a night of dancing at Star Dance when the shooter began his attack. Nan died at the scene. Dance had been a way for Nan to relax when not taking care of her mother, who just died in December. That added to the tragedy, one of Nan's nieces, Fonda Kwan, told Dallas TV station WFAA.
She's just getting her time back for herself. And that's cut short because of the shooter.
Nan's family is raising money on GoFundMe for her funeral. I'm Josie Huang.
And a coalition of local and national groups are coming together to see how they might serve the mental health needs of victims, their families, and the larger AAPI community in the wake of the Monterey Park shooting. We again turn to KPCC. Robert Garova has more.
Myron Kwan is CEO of Pacific Asian Counseling Services. He says the AAPI community needs more mental health resources tailored to their needs. Kwan was less than 2 miles away from the shooting when it happened. He says his community is still distraught, and it doesn't make things easier that the victims were in their 50s or older.
We worry so much about serving our Asian seniors because they don't speak English well, and even those who speak English well don't always want to go into mainstream services because they don't understand the culture.
Kwan says there are major gaps when it comes to accessible mental health services for the older AAPI demographic. He says his and other groups are looking at setting up support groups and other resources in the coming days. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
And finally, federal regulators have rejected a request from the operator of California's last nuclear power plant that could have smoothed its pathway to securing a longer operating life. The decision marks the latest skirmish in a long-running fight over the operation and safety of the decades-old Diablo Canyon reactors. Governor Gavin Newsom said he wants the Seaside plant to keep running beyond a scheduled 2025 closure to ward off possible blackouts. Pacific Gas and Electric asked the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to resume consideration of an application initially submitted in 2009 to extend the plant's life, which was later withdrawn. PG&E says it will submit a new application. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, January 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayou.